Hey everyone, I'm Angelique Voices. I am so pleased to welcome you, yes, you, to the Polyglottal Stop, a podcast on language learning, and sociolinguistics from a polyglot's point of view for the first time in 2021. Let's get started. First things first, how did you ring in the new year? How did you ring in the new year? For those who don't know, to ring in means to celebrate by ringing bells or as if you were ringing bells. So when you ring in the new year, you celebrate its arrival with some kind of bells or noise like fireworks. So how did you ring in 2021? Let me know on Twitter and Instagram at polyglottalpod, PolyglottalPod. Now, as I had mentioned in the last episode of 2020, I have a few plans for the Polyglottal Stop in 2021, including interviewing people to get some other perspectives on language, particularly English. So for our first episode of the year, I have an interview for you. I'll be interviewing me. Let's listen in.
So, who are you? Tell us about yourself.
Hi, well, my name is Angelique Lazarus, but I go by Angelique Voices for my voice acting and podcasting projects. I'm an educator at heart. I've taught English to speakers of other languages for about 9 years, but I'm not really teaching right now. I like to sing, read, do puzzles, and I'm a linguophile, which means I love languages and words. I specifically love learning new languages, which I spend at least a few minutes on every day.
Oh, that's pretty cool. When did you fall in love with languages?
I'm not sure exactly. I think one day I kind of realized that the most consistent thing I've ever done is study other languages, and I was doing it outside of a traditional classroom setting, so I figured that must mean I love doing it. And the more I did it, the more I enjoyed it, and you know, I have this loose goal, of spending 3 months abroad just studying another language and being immersed in it. I studied French and Spanish on and off for several years, and then I started learning Korean, and now I've added Portuguese and German, which is why I say from a polyglot's point of view in my intros, because that's me.
Are you really a polyglot? I mean, do you even speak, bro?
well... I struggled with this issue quite a bit at the beginning of this podcast journey, actually. I was worried that I was exaggerating or misrepresenting my skills. So because I was worried, I looked it up and I found out that a polyglot, by definition, is someone who speaks, reads, or writes several languages. So speaks or reads or writes several languages. And I can understand most things in French and Spanish. I can write French, Spanish, Korean, and a bit of Portuguese. I can have simple conversations in all four of those languages and more complex ones in French. And I felt that was enough to call myself a polyglot. But you do bring up a good point. I haven't done much meaningful speaking in the languages I'm studying on this podcast, which I plan to change this year.
Okay. So why did you start this podcast?
A few different reasons. I like the idea of sharing my thoughts and ideas with other people. That's one of the things I love about teaching. I also feel like with this podcast, I can maintain that feeling of being an educator, even if it's just a little bit. And plus, I've always wanted to have a podcast for years now. My first attempt was... however many years ago, and it lasted maybe 3 episodes because it didn't really have a focus. It was mostly stream of consciousness, which means just talking about what was on my mind, which is kind of boring if you're not already a famous person. Last year, I had the opportunity to do some content creation for a new app, and somehow the idea just kind of came to me to do one about what I enjoy, which is language learning. I'm also a fan of puns, and having studied phonetics and the IPA, which is the International Phonetic Alphabet, the polyglottal stop just kind of popped into my head as a portmanteau of polyglot and glottal stop. And here we are.
So what plans do you have for the polyglottal stop in 2021?
Well, interviews, as I mentioned, and also I have a few series I want to start, one of which will be for me to share my progress in the languages I'm learning, and another to answer the question you just asked me earlier. What was it you said? Do you even speak, bro? I think, yeah. So we'll find out just how well I can speak these languages that I've been studying, plus some more things that I'll keep under my hat for now, so you all have to keep listening to find out.
And I'm sure we will. We're almost done, but one final question. How can people support you if they want to?
Oh, thank you for asking. There are a number of ways, actually. Listening to this podcast is a huge support already because it shows that I'm not just talking to myself. Commenting on my posts on social media at PolyglottalPod on Twitter and Instagram, and asking questions for me to answer is also a great help because I can make sure that what I'm creating is at least in part what others want to hear. And sharing this podcast with your friends, family, classmates, coworkers, etc., it gets it in front of more and more ears, more people, which would be awesome for me. If you also want to support me financially, either because you believe in investing in Black women artists or because you want to get extra content, there are two ways. You can buy me a coffee on ko-fi.com, ko-fi.com/AngeliqueVoices. That one's just a one-time donation, which I guess you can do as many times as you want, but it's not a subscription. So it's a one-time donation platform to me to help me reach one of my goals of having a dedicated recording booth as opposed to the makeshift one that I have right now. But also,
where'd she get the fanfare?
I now also have a Patreon. So if you want to support me and the show on a monthly basis, you can do so for as little as $5 Canadian a month. Now, unlike Ko-fi or Ko-fi, Patreon is not a donation. So in exchange, you would get things like extended versions of the interviews with my guests, a special shout out in every episode, and other extra content every month just for my patrons. If you'd like to support me in this way, go to patreon.com/AngeliqueVoices. So I'll spell it patreon.com/AngeliqueVoices. Now I'll put all the links I've mentioned in the show notes. So definitely head there to quickly get to my social media, my Ko-fi page, or my Patreon page.
Wow. Lots of ways to show support to you in the show. Great to hear. Well, Angelique, thanks for your time. Good luck with everything.
Thank you as well. Great questions. And there you have it, folks. First episode of 2021, and now you know a bit more about me and where we're going with the polyglottal stop. Now, this episode was made with the support of my patrons, so a huge thank you to Mike and Ray for joining my Patreon. I hope you all enjoyed the episode, and I hope you come back for more on Monday for our first Micro Monday episode of the year, featuring one of my former students, Daichi. Remember, you can choose to be a patron like Ray and Mike, or buy me a coffee. Links are in the show notes. Remember to follow the podcast on Twitter and Instagram at PolyglottalPod, and remember that all Black lives still matter. It is Black History Month, after all. Happy learning!